She knew she had to take notice of what was being shown to her. But not now, and not here. Andy turned and snapped.
How should I know if it's her or not? You can see her face. Well, what's left of it. Sometimes your questions really just need to be kept to yourself.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not my fault it's raining. And it isn't my fault there's mud everywhere. I think we can safely blame that on the rain. And we can safely blame the rain on something other than me. You're so crabby when you're hungry. I should have taken you for a bacon sandwich and a coffee first.
You know what? You're right. I am crabby, and you know what else? I have a right to be. Just the sight of your face does it for me. But I don't have to listen to you anymore, and I don't have to do what you say. We don't work together anymore, remember? I do. I'm going home.
She turned and started to walk away, her wellies sloshing through the soaked field they were in.
Why do I let him get under my skin like that?
Andy, come on. You know I wouldn't have asked you to come if I thought I could have managed this any other way. This is right up your street. You've always had a knack for these kind of things. No one else I know seems to have the intuition you do when it comes to cases as difficult as this.
He reached out his hand and grabbed her arm, causing her to spin and catch her foot on the clump of earth and head for the grass. He grasped for her, but it was too late. As she fell, she twisted and flailed her arms. Managing to grab him, he toppled with her. They landed in a heap. Him on top of her, planting her in the ground. Water sprayed away from their bodies as they struck. His face was inches from hers, and she could feel the breath explode from him as hers did the same.